J.K. Rowling compares woke trans activists to abusive ex-husband, I Will Not Be Bullied. By Simon Kent on March 10, 2022. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling says she refuses to bend to the will of others, telling supporters Wednesday she can't be bullied into what people want her to do. Rowling took to social media to set out her stand. What you and your ilk fail to appreciate is how tediously familiar I find your tactics. I had a violent ex-husband who used to tell me life would be great if only I'd comply, Rowling wrote on her Twitter account. But you're making the same mistake he did. Women like me can't be bullied out of resistance. Her tweet was written in response to a Twitter user and streamer Vosh who said all J.K. Rowling had to do was shut the FK up and she could have been almost uncritically beloved for like a century. Followed by a second tweet, women be quieter and start apologizing challenge. After learning the Scottish author was a victim of domestic violence, he responded, complaining about how victimized you are when you're a billionaire being mocked for opposing civil rights is the height of cry-bullying. Rowling's critic is not beyond criticism himself, as other Twitter users were quick to point out as their battle went public. This is not the first time Rowling has pointed to her past or the physical violence that stalked her. I've been in the public eye now for over 20 years and have never talked publicly about being a domestic abuse and sexual assault survivor, Rowling wrote in a newspaper piece carried in 2020, according to the New York Post. I managed to escape my first violent marriage with some difficulty, but I'm now married to a truly good and principled man, safe and secure in ways I never in a million years expected to be. However, the scars left by violence and sexual assault don't disappear. No matter how loved you are, and no matter how much money you've made, Rowling went on to write, The Nip reported. Rowling has long been the subject of public scrutiny for reasons other than her unchallengeable success in global publishing, principally based on her opposition to the enforced acceptance of transgenderism. As Breitbart News reported, she has been targeted by trans activists for warning children believed to be trans should not necessarily be shunted towards hormones and surgery. The acclaimed writer has also been denounced as a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, for defending a woman's right to decline to describe someone who is not biologically female as a woman, and for suggesting that biological sex differences retain a degree of significance regardless of gender identity. She has also delivered statements such as, people who menstruate. I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Someone help me out. Wumpen? Wimpened? Wumud? To confound her critics and reinforce her belief in the fundamental truth there are two sexes, male and female. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.